The Olympic Games in Tokyo have begun, and there are a number of unique aspects to this year's Games, including a new grant that helps athletes care for their children while they compete. It's called the Power of She Fund Childcare Grant, and it's a partnership between athlete Allison Felix and the Women's Sports Foundation. The grant gives $200,000 to eligible athletes. Nine mothers have already received the grant, and it can help cover those childcare costs, travel, and more. For more, we're joined now by Aaliyah Taylor. She's the Chief Marketing Officer at the Women's Sports Foundation. Thanks for joining us. This grant, it seems to me, could be monumental for an athlete hoping to get to the Games. Who's eligible for this?
So around the eligibility, it's really just female athletes who have one or more children under the age of 18, or female athletes who are expecting to welcome a child into their family in 2021. So it's really broad. We want to help as many women as possible. And the applicants need to be U.S. citizens or legal residents.
And we mentioned that nine mothers have already received the grant. What can you use this money for? What can an athlete spend?
You know, the expenses around motherhood, they can vary, right? So it could be everything from childcare, paying a child giver, if they need some kind of service to watch their children while they're traveling. There was a decision made that nursing mothers could bring their children, which we're really excited about. Those that are nursing are able to bring their children to Tokyo, but many will have to go to Tokyo alone while someone is back in the States watching their children. So it can be used for that. It can be used for formula, really used for any type of expense that a mother would have in raising her children.
So people may remember that Allison Felix, who's partnering with the Women's Sports Foundation on this grant, a track and field athlete, cut ties with Nike because she said in an op-ed for the New York Times in 2019 that they penalized her for being a mother. Can you tell me sort of about why this grant was created?
So the Women's Sports Foundation was founded in 1974 by Billie Jean King, who's really one of the biggest game changers of our time. And we have this history of being a voice and ally and advocate for girls and women in sports and working around issues of gender equity and equality. And we really take a holistic approach to supporting athletes. So starting the Child Care Fund with Athleta was another important step in how we could help athletes along their journey. We're really committed to helping mom athletes strive for peak performance in their careers while also balancing the challenges of motherhood. And so this grant was really inspired by Allison Felix and her story. She's a nine-time Olympic medalist in track and field and also mom to Cameron. And she takes both of those jobs very seriously. She's going off to Tokyo to compete in her fifth Olympics. And at, like many mothers, whether you're an athlete or, you know, you're working in business or you're a nurse or teacher, no matter where you are, you want to know that you can do your job successfully while also keeping your family happy, safe, healthy. And so it's the same for all mom athletes. They have the same kinds of concerns. And we really felt like it was important to elevate this issue. And looking at Allison, again, we were really inspired by her using her platform. And more athletes are, and more women in general, are talking more openly about the realities of childcare and needing to address the challenges of balancing their family life with their career life. So we thought that this was a step we could take that would really help a lot of women.
We did get news from the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, that nursing mothers will be able to bring their infants to the Tokyo Games. Children were not allowed simply because of concerns over COVID. I wonder what other kinds of things do you think might be needed in the future to support mothers with kids who also want to compete?
You know, there are great organizations alongside the Women's Sports Foundation, like And Mother, which is an advocacy organization founded by athletes who are working on things in addition to giving grants like us. They're also working on programming like, you know, having nursing stations or, you know, places where, you know, athletes can change, you know, changing tables, things that seem pretty simple, but that we know that parents, even now, when they might go to a sports stadium or they may go, you know, even to an office, you know, how are those needs being met? How are they even given the time to, you know, step away, you know, or off the field, if you will, to be able to take care of their children and have those moments where they can interact with their families? So I think there's a number of things that the games could be thinking about in the future. And I think one of the most important aspects is actually talking to the athletes themselves.
Right.
It's something that the Women's Sports Foundation will be doing later this fall, along with Athleta and Allison, is to, you know, host some roundtables to talk with athletes and understand what are your needs, you know, instead of us trying to decide that for them, is really hearing from them and then developing additional tools and maybe helping to affect some, you know, public policy and sustainable change that will help these women in the future.
That's Aaliyah Taylor, Chief Marketing Officer at the Women's Sports Foundation. Aaliyah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.